Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
I'm assuming that the highlight that you were going to come back with froze on the highlight machine, Denton, right?
Yes, it did. Computer's being wonky.
No worries. Alex Ovechkin had a second period goal. That's what we were going to come back with. That was his second of the night, his 13th in the last 11 games, his 14th and 15th of the season. He leads the NHL in goals, and then he got hurt in the third period. Joining us right now, courtesy of our BetQL guest hotline, is Greg Wyshynski, at Wyshynski, W-Y-S-H-Y-N-S-K-I, on X, on Twitter. He is the senior NHL writer at ESPN. We love having Greg on the show to talk hockey. And let's just, for a brief moment, put off the conversation about the injury in the third period, because I just want to hear you describe what we've been watching prior to the injury with this incredible start at 39 years old from the grade eight.
Yeah, it's like he found the fountain of youth. I mean, it's simply one of the most unexpected developments, I think, of the season, with due respect to the juggernaut that is the Winnipeg Jets. It's not so much that he's doing this at his age. It's that he's never done this before at any age. I mean, like, 15 goals in 18 games is something he didn't do when he was 22, when he was 28, when he was 32. And he's doing it now, and that's just remarkable. And then on top of everything else, you know, it's remarkable to think about the Ovi that we saw in the playoffs last year against the Rangers. And, yeah, there was an injury involved. I think the Capitals have pushed back pretty hard on that. But, you know, he was a shell of himself. You had people legitimately wondering if he had hit the wall, if he was going to have enough juice to even get close to the Gretzky record. And then he comes out of the gate like this, 27 goals away, and now it's again become a matter of when and not if for Ovechkin.
Yeah, 27 away from passing Gretzky. On pace, by the way, with his 15 goals in 18 games, for 68 goals, which would be his best season ever. He had 65 in his third season. So on the injury, Tom Wilson ended up fighting this guy McBain, but I'm curious as to what you thought. It didn't seem like a dirty hit, was it? It seemed almost accidental. You know the game. What did we watch there in the collision between the two?
It was two guys going for a loose puck, and I don't think McBain did anything out of sorts to try to go after his knee. I do think it was an accidental collision. The code in the NHL tells you if you are in any way responsible for taking out another team's star player or captain, you're going to have to pay the price. It's why Tom Wilson's on the roster. So, I mean, it's the perfunctory dance that has to happen to show that you can't, quote-unquote, do that to our guy. But anyone who watched the replay could tell that it was sort of an unfortunate collision, an unfortunate collection of circumstances that sent Ovi out of the game.
What do you think we're going to hear and by when?
later today. The Capitals told me earlier today that we can expect something later today on his status. I'm sure it's a situation where the swelling has to go down, and then they can check if there's any structural damage with the leg or probably more specifically the knee. And it sucks because, you know, one of the things that I've been most impressed about with Ovi at the start of the season is it's not like it's 15 goals from the Ovi spot. Like, the guy's been flying around the ice, creating offense, scoring in a variety of different ways. And, you know, if this is an injury that any way hinders his whatever speed he's got left, you know, it could certainly impact his impact as a scorer based on how he's been playing this year.
Yeah, I was going to ask you, and you just partially answered it, but why has he been on this goal-scoring tear?
He's in shape. I hate to kind of
Really? That easy?
I mean, he had a great off-season of training, and he had a great off-season of training following a year in Spencer Carberry's first year as coach, where I think everyone would admit that maybe he wasn't in the best shape coming into camp. And he had a great off-season of training. And I also think that there's two other things happening that are a bit more like psychological, and we're going to have to put Ovi on the couch for a second here. You know, the first is that he's got a carrot in front of him. You know, he comes into this season with the opportunity where if he has a great goal-scoring season, he's going to catch Gretzky. He's going to break this record. He's going to be, you know, officially the best goal scorer in the history of the National Hockey League, even though a lot of us believe he is anyway, if you adjust for era. And then the other thing is, you know, I've covered Ovi since he was a rookie. He's a prideful guy. And so, you know, when you have the kind of postseason he had, where his play was detrimental to his team's success, maybe they don't win that series anyway, maybe, but he certainly didn't help. I think he comes back feeling pretty bad about the way that he played and feeling pretty bad about the public perception about where he is in his career. And, you know, that's a huge motivating factor for him.
You're a sports fan beyond just an NHL fan. Put in context, as it relates to other sports records, what passing Gretzky means.
Well, I'm a New York Jets fan, so I can't say that I follow other sports at this moment. But no, I think this record is akin to the Sosa McGuire chase or the Barry Bonds chase. I mean,
you think it's comparable to the home run record?
I do. I really do. I mean, obviously, those pursuits are a bit more wrought with scandal than I think Ovi's is. But I've been saying for years that when you think about hockey's place in the fabric of sports in the United States, there are very few moments that the sport has to kind of transcend its bubble. One of those is actually coming up later this year with that Four Nations tournament, where you're going to have this collection, this generation of young talents on Canada and the U.S. playing each other for the first time and doing so in a U.S. versus Canada game, where I think on a Saturday night with that game being in Montreal, that's going to be bonkers attention that goes well outside the hockey bubble. And I think the Ovechkin record chase is that same thing. There's, you know, American fans are pretty simple. We like scoring. We like scoring and we like numbers. We like things we can wrap our arms around. We understand who Wayne Gretzky is. We understand what 894 is. We understand who Alex Ovechkin is. And we understand that, you know, breaking a previously considered unbreakable record is something that, as sports fans, we don't often get to see. So when he gets within, like, five, I think the world stops. And I think that, you know, every game then becomes an event in the same way that it became an event when Gretzky, let's say, was chasing Gordie Howe's goal total and point total back in, like, the 80s and 90s.
Yeah, so you see, you know, late, you know, February, March, as we're in that mode of he's, you know, two away, three away, two away, that every single game will be moved to a national televised, you know, format, and if it isn't, they'll be breaking in, that kind of a thing.
Yeah, I mean, I work for a rights holder, so I can't necessarily tell you with any certainty how we're handling the Ovechkin chase, except to say that I know it's a priority. Not only now, but later in the season. But if you remember the home run race and whenever there's a record on
sure.
the line, you know, they would have
yeah.
a little, yeah, they have a little thing in the bottom of the screen saying, you know, what the count is for goals. Maybe, you know, there's a chance to watch every shift. I don't know. There's a million different ways you can take it, but I can guarantee you that, you know, for us and I'm sure for other rights holders, the chance to put the spotlight on Ovechkin and breaking this record is one they're not going to pass up.
Talking to Greg Wyshynski, ESPN senior NHL writer. What do you make of the team's performance so far this year? Surprising, right?
Extremely. I mean, like, I think a lot of us felt surprised when they made the playoff cut last year. I think some of the teams underperforming in the division certainly led to that, but they're legit this year. I mean, they're second in the division in points percentage behind Carolina, who's off to an incredible start themselves. It's kind of amazing. Now, I've drawn this comparison several times between the Capitals and the Penguins, and you know they're kind of linked not only as rivals, but obviously through the Ovechkin-Crosby era. The Capitals being relevant and being salient and being a playoff team in 2024 while the Penguins spin off into oblivion is kind of remarkable. It may be something as simple as having to rebuild a team around one guy versus three guys because, you know, Sidney Crosby wanted to keep playing with Evgeny Malkin and Chris Letang. But you have to give the Capitals credit because, you know, in other situations, trying to find the next phase of a team after Backstrom's injury and Oshie's injury and Kuznetsov's situation where he ends up back in Russia would have been really, really hard. And then you look at Strome and you look at others on this roster and how quickly they've kind of pivoted to the next thing and keeping this team competitive while Ovechkin chases this record is really a testament to smart management and good player acquisition.
You know, I'm pretty sure I've asked you this before, but now that it seems like, you know, knock on wood, that this injury isn't a serious injury, that he's going to eventually become the greatest goal scorer in the history of the game. Where does Ovechkin rank on the list of the greatest players of all time?
Well, to go back to what I said before, like, I think he already is the greatest goal scorer that's ever played. I mean, like, you look at the people that are in the conversation for the best goal scorers of the last, you know, 40 or 50 years, all of them have one thing in common, which is that they played in the 1980s, which is like, you know, pouring nitroglycerin on a fire. I mean, it's like everyone's stats got stupid because of the 1980s. He's had to do it in an era that was a lot more defensive. He's had to do it in an era where the goaltending was of a much higher quality and that the overall talent level was of a much higher quality. I mean, when Gretzky started compiling his points, I don't think we had a Russian in the league. Right, so like it's a completely different landscape and one that I think should be applauded for how good he's been in this era. But you know, to have the record statistically obviously ends all arguments. And as far as what he's been, you know, amongst the best players of all time, look, I mean, he plays more defense than he's given credit for, but by no means is he going to be considered like Crosby is, where it's a 200-foot game and you know his defensive play can be very good and the leadership quality and all this stuff. I think there's still going to be this notion of Ovi being a more one-dimensional player, which, again, I don't think is necessarily fair. I think he's better defensively than people give him credit for. And I also think he's a hell of a lot better playmaker than people give him credit for as well. I'd probably have him higher on my list than most pundits as far as the totality of his game. But I do think that there is going to be this notion of, you know, simply the best goal scorer we've ever seen. And you know, a lot of people just thinking that means he's cranking, you know, shots on the OV spot versus being a total package type player.
But what is the, I mean, for people that don't follow the sport, is that top five? Is that top 10? Is that top 15? Where would it be?
I mean, it's probably top 15 if we're being honest.
Really?
You know, maybe top 10. I honestly don't know.
Crosby ahead of him.
I'd have Crosby ahead of him. I would probably have Gretzky ahead of him. I would have Mario Lemieux ahead of him. I think then you start to get into defensemen like Bobby Orr and Ray Bourque and Nick Lidstrom. I mean, the goal scoring prowess is unmatched. He's the best goal scorer of all time. But I do think that there are better all around players that you could slot ahead of Ovi. And like I said, that I think it underrates parts of his game. But by no means are parts of his game as good as, say, you know, what some of these other guys were able to do during the totality of their careers.
Always great to catch up. Great information. Let's hope he's okay because it's been fun watching him. Greg, thanks. Talk to you soon. Appreciate you doing
Anytime.
It on short notice.
Oh, no worries, man. Anytime. Thanks for having me.
Yep. Greg Wyshynski, everybody, courtesy of our BetQL guest hotline. We're going to talk to Eric Flack from WUSA Channel 9 at 12:30. For those that missed it, the Senate passed the RFK site bill today. The Senate committee did. There's still another step in the Senate. And then the team in the city would have to agree on a deal, negotiate and agree on a deal. Senator Daines, by the way, had a statement today. We'll talk about that and get you up to speed on that story. And again, Eric Flack will join us 12:25, 12:30, right around there. Kevin Sheehan Show, Team 980 and TheTeam980.com.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
This holiday, BMW has reunited 3 members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.